Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. In the park, they don't know
I'm alone in the dark, even though... At Chicago, bring us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Kazare is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, engineer, environmentalist, 35 years plus, maybe more, probably 100 years in experience in the natural gas and oil and oil industry. He's the author of a couple of books, including Just the Fracks, Ma'am, also Learned Leadership. He's the CEO of Learned Leadership. You want to give us a website, Greg?
Yeah, gregkazare.com, K-O-Z-E-R-A.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can find his books
by
there.
By the way,
and
that's a Polish name, Jim.
Well, good for you. I'm not surprised. Yeah, we were just – he's bringing that up because I was just bragging on the polls earlier and how they've come out of the Soviet bloc, the Warsaw bloc, and over the last few decades and become a real democratic nation, paying their own way and being productive over there. But what we're really talking about, folks, is the implications of the new ways of getting of extracting oil and gas out of the ground by the United States, and how it's changed our position in the world of oil producers. It's shifted some paradigms. It certainly shifted OPEC's paradigm, and it could have implications. It could have geopolitical implications, Greg. It should have them against somebody like Russia, against somebody like Iran. We should be using that as the thumb on their as the boot on their neck, shouldn't we?
Well, matter of fact, it started. I have to tell you, I'm working with a group. One of my clients is a group called Shell Crescent USA, and I'm their marketing director. And what Shell Crescent's about is bringing industry back to the Ohio Valley, the Rust Belt. And we're starting to see that happen, and it's exciting because we got, thanks to the cheapest, most abundant natural gas in the world, and we've got the Ohio River, we've got close to market, but we're at this conference in Houston, the World Petrochemical Conference, and as a child that grew up during the Arab oil embargo, I never thought I'd hear these words, but the Saudi Arabian delegate in front of 1,400 high-level executives stands there and says, today, these are my terms, but he said, essentially, in Saudi, we're screwed. He said, we can no longer compete with the United States in oil and gas and petrochemicals. And he put this graph up to prove it. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And what's happening, Saudi, let's face it, they can't ship us oil. But what they are shipping us, and this is a big deal for even your listeners, they're shipping us money. They're actually becoming a partner in some of these cracker projects. And all a cracker is, it takes the natural gas and turns it into pellets, and those pellets, those plastic pellets, are used by other plants to make cell phones, plastic cars, and all the other things. So they're building a cracker is about $11 billion investment or seven. I'm sorry, $5 billion. But they're building 11 of these cracker plants on the Gulf Coast. Huh. We've got one getting built up in the Northeast. But the Saudis, the last two that they announced, the Saudis.
This is the raw material. This is the throughput. Of making all these different kinds of devices, probably also being used for 3D printing.
Absolutely, that's the key. That's the good petrochemicals.
This is the throughput for the. This is like the ink in your inkjet.
Exactly, and think about it. All these plants, all these crackers, were being built in the Middle East and in Europe and in Asia. They were being built here because, A, our environmental laws and our fuels were too expensive back in the 90s and the early 2000s. Now they're coming back here. Instead of being built in the Middle East, they're being built here. Instead of being built in Europe, they're being built here. Mm-hmm. And that's jobs for the United States. But what a lot of people don't realize is it's a cleaner planet because a cracker built in the United States versus one built in China or in the Middle East has our environmental laws to deal with.
Right.
And so that's the trade-off. Build it here, get a cleaner planet, and we get the jobs. And we get the raw materials here. And we're shipping our raw materials now. And those crackers, as they're building those things, they're going to provide a lot of construction jobs, a lot of
And then to the degree that we can compete with countries like China and other countries, we can that's another form of economic pressure on them to put them a little bit back on their heels so they can be less aggressive militarily.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, it's how we compete with them. It used to be they had cheap labor. Well, they still have cheap labor, but automation makes that more of a level playing field.
That's right.
But the key now, the differentiator, is the cost of fuel. You use to make these plastic pellets, it takes raw materials, which is natural gas,
and it takes energy. I want
to
ask you a quick question before you go. How are we doing on liquefying natural gas in terms of the stations, the port stations, and the containerization, all that kind of stuff? How are we doing on that?
On the actual liquefaction, we've got, we got a ton of these plants being built. Cove Point, Maryland is going to start shipping liquefied natural gas to China, to Japan and India later this year. They're already shipping.
And they're building the receiving units on that end to de-liquefy it and all that?
Yeah, they're building those on the other end. The ship's going to actually take care of a lot of that, too. But yeah, they have them on the other end. But what's really it's exciting, because now we've become this powerhouse, not just in exporting oil, we can export our natural gas. And that's what's going to help.
How does transporting a unit of natural gas liquefied compared to a unit of petroleum, of oil?
It's
crude.
It has a lot more, how would you say?
Are there more BTUs in the unit?
I think there you can actually equivalent from an energy standpoint. You can create them equivalent. It's a little harder, a little more expensive to liquefy and de-liquefy.
Yeah,
But it's exciting what we're doing, what we're able to do now.
Greg, good job today. Come back soon. Greg Cazero.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.